And let's say hello to the director of the North Charleston Cultural Arts Department as we get ready for North Charleston Arts Fest happening later this week. We say hello to my friend Kyle Lom. How you doing, Kyle?
I am doing amazingly busy well.
I'm sure you're getting ready for this. You've been planning on this for months. I mean, I guess that's the first question I'll ask you is how difficult has it been in planning Arts Fest in North Charleston, which was canceled last year because of COVID, and trying to figure out when you start planning in December for an event that's in May, not knowing what the event is going to really look like.
Absolutely. So we have an application process that all of our artists utilize yearly, and many folks are used to using it. And we did that not really knowing what we were going to be able to do in 2021. Things looked a lot different in December than they do now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But, you know, this has been going on for almost 40 years. This is the 38th annual event. It started as a one-day community celebration, but now it's stretched over 5 days. Now, I guess we should mention that there's no Children's Festival and no World Arts Expo at Riverfront Park. Again, this is all just to make sure with COVID safety.
Those are the two largest events that we would typically produce for the North Charleston Arts Festival, with thousands of children and thousands of people. And we made the decision early on that we thought we would be able to do smaller events, but we just weren't sure that we would be able to do anything large like that, even if they are outside, in May. So we put those two events off, but it has certainly allowed us to be creative with the schedule.
Well, that's okay. When it comes back next year, those events will return as well. And I noticed that the Arts Fest just 3 years ago was selected as a top 20 event by the Southeast Tourism Society, the second time that the North Charleston Arts Festival has been recognized. I mean, you guys really make an effort to highlight the arts and culture among regional and local artists and performers in the areas of dance, music, theater, visual arts, and literature. It's all about the arts, and a lot of these things are free or very modestly priced.
In fact, this year, as opposed to other years, almost everything is free. We have one ticketed event that is a theater performance. It's very hard to do theater for free. Other than that, almost everything is free.
See, that's good news, and that's a good price right there. And, you know, and it's a lot of fun because you see such a wide array of things. I mean, from performances and workshops, exhibitions, activities, and all kinds of different places. And it starts with the opening celebration this Wednesday in the Charleston Area Convention Center. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So that is a free event, but we do recommend you bring your checkbook because there will be hundreds of pieces of art from local artists and artists from all over South Carolina for sale. So this is a great opportunity to pick up something new for the home and support some local artists. The event is free. It's free, and it does feature heavy hors d'oeuvres and beer and wine and several demonstrations from local artists Catherine Hester and Judy McSween, and live music from Darrell Ravenel and the Peace of Mind Band, which is great jazz and R&B. It's in Exhibit Hall A at the Convention Center. It's huge. There's plenty of room to space out. We've taken precautions with food to make sure everything's safely served, and we encourage the public to come to that event from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday night, April 28th, and that kicks off the festival opening.
Yeah, you mentioned complimentary beer, wine, and refreshments, and then live music and art demos and stuff, and also the fact that you're going to have the Art Fest Judged Fine Art, Judged Photography, the South Carolina Palmetto Hands Fine Craft, and Tri-County Youth Art Competitions and Exhibitions, and it is free to go there in the Convention Center and check out this kickoff celebration for the 38th Annual North Charleston Arts Fest. And I can't wait for the Artie Block Party on Friday, another big free event as well.
Well, you know, as a lot of people know, people in Park Circle like to hang out in the street and have fun.
I've heard that.
So we kind of used to have a smaller event over there that was really just more of a street dance and an art walk, and we decided to rebrand it a few years ago and call it the Artie Block Party. But it is essentially the combination of live music with an open-air street market. Everything's spaced out well. All the artists will have 10 feet between them. So it's a great opportunity, again, to see some cool arts and crafts and see some great live music. We've got the Louie D Project, which is some awesome funk, soul, and jazz, followed by Imani Smith and the Give Thanks Band, which some people have probably seen locally at James Island. It's a great reggae band. And that event runs from 5 to 8:30. The whole Montague Avenue Street area, the three blocks where most of the bars and restaurants are, will be closed to traffic, and we'll set up a fun event where, again, there'll be plenty of room for folks to space out and, of course, partake in delicious food and drinks from all the merchants in the area and see some great art and maybe even put on your dancing shoes.
Well, I will be there because it's free, and I've been known to hang out there in Park Circle a time or two, and it's so awesome, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. And I guess we should mention also that because of the COVID situation, you actually have some virtual options this year as well. Is that correct?
Yes, this is our first foray into virtual programming, and we have for many, many years partnered with the Charleston County Libraries to do programming throughout the year as well as during the festival. So we were lucky enough to talk to them, and they've been doing some virtual programming throughout COVID, so this was a pretty easy dovetail for us to offer some virtual stuff this year. There is a performance of by the Story Ship Theater on Thursday, April 29th with the library at 11:30 a.m. So obviously these are targeting folks that may be learning from home or have kids at home still. And then on Friday the 30th, we've got George Younts and his magic show. And then we also have a show at the library with a great magician, Yasu, coming up as well during the festival.
Well, let's remind everybody that NorthCharlestonArtsFest.com is the website that has all the information on the schedule of events and all the options virtually and more. And, you know, it is worth mentioning the fact that, you know, this is really one of the top, most comprehensive art festivals in the entire state of South Carolina. And I know you and everybody over there at the city of North Charleston put a lot of sweat and a lot of love and TLC into this thing to make it so much fun to be an all-inclusive public celebration of the arts with all kinds of different multi-discipline events. And this is just going to be a lot of fun. And you'll definitely see me at the Artie Block Party on Friday.
Well, there are also, you know, there's a lot of smaller events happening too. You know, we've got gospel happening at the Point Event Center on Saturday, May 1st. We've got Music in the Park happening at Riverfront Park on Sunday, May 2nd with Contraforce. And we even have a performance at the chapel at the Navy Yard from the Maritone Duo on Sunday, May 2nd. So there's a lot of diverse music happening, and there's really something for everyone.
Well, that's why we remind everybody, NorthCharlestonArtsFest.com. Go there and check out the scheduled events, as Kyle had mentioned there with the city's Office on Cultural Arts. Most of these events are free, and they're just a great way to see all of the different art that local and regional people are producing. And can I just mention, since I got you on the phone, you guys now have a permanent location, sort of a Park Circle art gallery there that's across the street from North Charleston High School, there by the Center for Advanced Studies. And that's something that also is free throughout the week, isn't it?
Yes. And most importantly, during the arts festival, so all of the website and the materials that you see out and about has branding on it that is featuring our festival design winner's art, Christine Bush Roman. So starting with the festival, her artwork will be on exhibit at the Park Circle Gallery, which is just off of East Montague on Jenkins Avenue. And during the Artie Block Party on Friday night, April 30th, we'll be hosting an opening reception for her exhibit. So folks can also go in there and see not only the piece that we chose for our festival design, but her whole body of work that will be on display in the gallery. The gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Folks can come in and check out. Right now we have a group exhibit through the Art Quilters of the Lowcountry, and that will come down next week, and Christine's exhibit will go up. So we change those out every month, and it's a great way. Again, these are mostly local artists or artists from South Carolina that we display there, and a lot of great affordable work that you can put in your home.
And that's the main thing to remind everybody, is that they do change out stuff in that art gallery every month, and this features local and regional artists, and it's just another way that North Charleston is spreading the art word in the art world here around the Lowcountry. And NorthCharlestonArtsFest.com starts this Wednesday, runs through Sunday. It's going to be a blast, and you will see me out there. And Kyle Lahm, the director of the North Charleston City Office of Cultural Arts, thank you for all you do. I know how much you guys love doing this, and we love hanging out there in Park Circle and looking forward to Arts Fest this week.
Well, we are very happy to be back this year, and we're so sad that we had to cancel last year, so we really hope folks will come out and support all the great artists that are part of this festival.